Very welcome back. You listen to News Talk 106.2/108. Do get in touch with the show by texting us here on 5316 at a cost of 30 cents, or you can join the conversation on Twitter at Global Village NT. Over half of Irish mothers work during maternity leave. 24% of women on maternity leave check their email, and almost one in three take calls from work. For more on this, I'm joined by Frances Byrne, Head of Advocacy and Policy with Early Childhood Ireland. You're very welcome to Global Village.
Thank you so much, Jill.
Now, Frances, were you surprised by the findings? Because I have to say, I wasn't.
I was. I suppose I was surprised at the extent. 52% of mothers in this research saying that they still were involved in work-related activities in some capacity. I was surprised by that. I think over half, I was surprised. And then we were wondering, we were talking about it in the office out in Talla, where most of us are women and most of us are mothers, and we were discussing it and saying, well, actually, maybe in the era of email and 24-hour availability, maybe it's a very modern development. But it's interesting and a little bit worrying.
Because let's put it in perspective. I mean, just how important is it for development of a child to have that crucial bond with their parent?
It's absolutely critical. I suppose in Early Childhood Ireland, we would say it's first and foremost so important for the baby, but it's also really important for the parents. And in this case, the mother, because it was looking at mothers. And that first year is absolutely critical. And one of our policy demands is that, you know, the 26 weeks that's available now would be extended to 52. There is so much research from all around the world that it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. If that can happen, if the mother and baby can stay together for the first year, certainly for the first 6 months, and then if there's a partner in the scenario, whether male or female, if that person can be part of that. But certainly the first year, babies need a person in their lives. And I would argue that it's really important for mothers, for time for us to develop that bond. So, yes, it's overwhelming. The research is nobody argues about it. The argument comes down to who's going to resource it and how will it be resourced. Nobody denies that it is the best thing for children.
Because I have to say, I only just realised just how crucial that is since I become a mum. And because I know my mum was a working mum, and I was practically reared by a nanny. So she was my constant. But now I know, having had my son, the secure attachment that he has to me is so obvious. Like, he's not an anxious child because he knows he doesn't even call me mama because he just has to look. I'm just there.
Yes.
He doesn't have to call for me. Hasn't bothered to learn how to call me.
As I say to friends sometimes, you know, particularly when in the scenario where there is one partner at home and one out working, and when babies first start to react and notice the outside world, and the other parent arrives home, and the welcome home that the other parent gets. And I have to say, as an older mammy, and I didn't appreciate it when it was said to me, but it is true. In some ways, the fact that you've become wallpaper is the greatest compliment. And trust me, the first time that there's a sniffle or a high temperature, it will only be you that the baby wants.
Absolutely.
You know, and that is true. But you're right. Until we've experienced it, we don't really understand it. But for those of us who've never been parents, never will be parents, rest assured the research is there. And I think it makes for better societies. There's a big economic argument. It's good for individual families. It's good so that children grow up with security, because children who grow up with security are far better citizens. Need far less intervention, have better mental and physical health, etc. So it's a win-win for society. And in Early Childhood Ireland, we'd be saying, look, the time has long past gone when actually we should be looking at creative ways, making decisions to invest heavily in the first few years of every child's life, including that first year. One parent should be accommodated to stay at home. Absolutely.
And you mentioned earlier, it's not only about the child, but it's about the parent as well. Because let's face it, our postnatal depression rates are horrific in this country. And a lot of that would maybe contribute to that is the fact that many moms have to go to work way too early. Because I know so many moms who drop their child in creche and they're bawling their eyes out and their drive to work. And this is just not acceptable. So what is it? Is it a political will that's missing, Frances?
I think it's to do with the whole broader childcare landscape, that the early years, I suppose, traditionally in Ireland, there was the view very strongly held, emotionally held, that children were to be reared by women and women were to dedicate themselves to doing that. We had the marriage bar. I mean, I was very young when it went. I can't pretend I remember, but I certainly know women from my mother's generation who were affected by it. That's not that long ago. So some of it is that. I think some of it is that we don't have huge numbers of women in politics. And so the culture around all of that and decision making. And I think that very sadly, and we're not the only country that this would be the case, that in spite of the children's referendum, in spite of what it says in the Constitution, ironically about women being the main, the mother and the mother's role being at home, that we don't really do a lot about that, or we're very slow to do it. On the whole area of postnatal depression, I mean, there certainly, if you're feeling that conflict, whether it's about work, and don't forget, there are other women who would be delighted to go back to work and see it very much, whether
it's their choice.
Exactly, for their mental health or indeed being a role model for their children. But it is very sad, and certainly in 2017, that the stigma around that, there's such a huge stigma about mothers' maternal mental health. You know, the image is still of the happy clappy, everything is fine. And so it is really, really difficult, I think, for women to even, I think it's becoming easier for women, because I think in Ireland generally we're starting to open up more. I certainly see it about mental health, but I think it is still very stigmatizing to sort of, people are looking on and saying, oh, isn't it great? Aren't you lucky? And you actually feel like hell and feel terrible for feeling like hell with all of that, of course. So certainly that's another area that requires a lot of investment and understanding, yes.
So you'd be happy with that, because like recently I found out the counsellors don't get any maternity leave, like, you know, because there's three counsellors recently that were back in work like literally after maybe a month or something. And that's, of course, the People Before Profits, Hazel De Newton and Janice Boylan of Sinn Féin, and Green Party's Claire Byrne. Like, they really have highlighted the fact that council, you know, because you want more women in politics.
Absolutely.
But how are we going to get women in politics if they don't get maternity leave?
I know. I mean, there are big issues about maternity benefit in Ireland as well. And unfortunately, in a recent EU-wide study, we were joint second last with Slovenia in terms of not being at the appropriate EU level. So what the EU level has said, the EU has said 66% of your previous earnings should be what is what you need to be able to avail of that payment. In Ireland, it's about €230 a week. And as we have seen lately, there are big delays on that, which must be absolutely so worrying. A lot of employers pay a top up to try and or pay full salary, and then mothers will sign over their maternity benefit. But more and more employers in Ireland, even those who would gladly love to do it, haven't been able to do it financially. So there's huge pressures. €230 a week. I mean, Dale, I will never forget the first few weeks of either months of either of my children's lives. And I conveniently forgot after the first one. The expense is absolutely astronomical, and there's very little you can do about it. Even if you are lucky enough to be in a situation where people are passing things on to you, etc., it's really, really expensive time. And if you're also trying to pay your rent, etc., on top of that, your mortgage,
forget it.
It's really, it's difficult. So we've a lot of work to do. And even then, at the end of that first year or during it, if you are looking to go back to work, whether you're running out the door happily or not, or conflicted like many of us are, here in Ireland, we're paying about double what the EU average is. So the EU average is about 17% of family income goes out the door on early years care. And in Ireland, it's 34%. So these are the things that are sort of in the Early Childhood Ireland advocacy pot, if you like, that we're constantly talking about. And Ireland is so far behind other countries, particularly the Nordic countries, just so far behind in terms of public investment. So it's all a very complex, difficult and quite scary picture, particularly for people on a low income.
I have to talk about self-employed people because as a self-employed person myself, when I was on maternity leave, I think I worked after about 3 months. I felt I had to, you know,
yes.
I had to because this is part of, you know, when you're self-employed,
absolutely.
You just can't expect somebody else to do your job, you know. So I'd say a lot of self-employed people are, you know, if they're not at work themselves, they're probably thinking of work.
Yeah. One of the things that has improved in the last couple of years is the entitlement to maternity benefit is still not on par with people in the PAYE sector in terms of the way the system works out. It's quite complicated based on the tax year, etc. For PAYE workers, a bit more flexible. The good news is the payment is the same. And I think there is recognition within the broader social welfare system that those inequities between self-employed people and people in the PAYE sector need to end. However, your point is well made. I can only understand the pressure that business people must feel under. An awful lot of the SME sector in Ireland are one person operations, maybe one and a half people. So I can understand the pressure that self-employed mothers must feel.
So what can we do, Frances? Because, you know, the research, you know, knowledge is power.
Yes.
You know, so people who are listening to this are probably shouting at the radio saying this is absolutely unacceptable. What can people do?
I think in a nutshell, what people need to do is make early years investment a political issue. So it's very likely that we'll have an election in Ireland in the next 18 months, 2 years, I would think. Certainly within the next 2 years or so, it'll be all talk again in the way the Fine Gael leadership race is talk this week. And I think that all of us, whether we're parents, whether we're aunties, uncles, grandparents, whether we're never going to be parents, we don't want to be, we never will be, we need to recognise that early years from zero onwards is a hugely important phase in children's lives. The good, both the good or the damage that are done during that time, are very hard to either undermine or repair. So it's important that those first few years, the best choices are made for children. That will take investment. We're probably about 30 to 40% of where we need to be overall, not just in relation to maternity leave and maternity benefit. So we would be asking, Early Childhood Ireland would, just like we asked in last year's election, we'd be asking in the next one, that people are saying at the door, you know, it's as important the way that people take for granted primary education. We all have an expectation. Early Childhood Ireland wants to create an Ireland where prospective parents, everybody in society will be clear. If we have a child, whether we have that child ourselves, we adopt the child, here's what the first 6 years will look like. Mm-hmm. Here's what I can expect. And so we will be articulating that and getting messages out, because we believe that's really where the answer lies. There has been investment. It's very welcome. There's an affordable childcare scheme getting off the ground in the next while. There will be measures coming in from September. All of that is really good, but it needs to continue. And all of us as citizens in Ireland, as citizens who will come to Ireland, really need to ask for it, because the next generation are critical. And we would say this, wouldn't we, as a children rights organisation, that they are the most important people in society and adults need to speak for them.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention, they're the ones who are going to look after us when we are old.
Well,
so
indeed.
Let's make sure.
Well, indeed. And whenever, and no doubt you will have listeners saying, well, why should I pay? I don't have children. I don't intend having children. As I always cheekily say, my children will be paying for your pension. You're welcome.
Very good. Frances Byrne, Head of Advocacy and Policy with Early Childhood Ireland. Thank you so much for joining us and highlighting this very important issue. Thank you.